USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. intelligence agencies reportedly believe more and more that the attack on a Saudi oil refinery last weekend was launched from inside Iran. NBC News is citing several sources saying that there's compelling evidence showing the attack originated inside Iran's borders and wasn't just carried out by Iranian proxies. Some Republican lawmakers have been suggesting it's cause for military retaliation on Iranian facilities. But Democratic U.S. Senator Tim Kaine says,
why in God's name would anyone even contemplate the U.S. should go to war with Iran to protect Saudi oil?
He was speaking to NBC News. It's day two of the United Auto Workers Union nationwide strike against General Motors. They spoke yesterday, and those contract talks will resume this morning. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Alabama police officer was shot last evening, and hours later, he died from his wounds. Tuscaloosa Interim Police Chief Mitt Tubbs says a lot of people came to see 40-year-old Donnell Cousette in those short few hours he was hospitalized.
He was well thought of throughout the department, and he was a hero. He was a hero.
Cousette was shot after exchanging gunfire with a wanted suspect who was transported to a hospital himself, but his condition has not been made public. The search for a missing Florida woman and her children coming to a tragic end, it appears. Deputies say they have found the body of Casey Jones in Georgia, and they believe four bodies found nearby are those of her children. All five declared missing over the weekend after relatives said they hadn't seen the 32-year-old or the kids in 6 weeks. Jones' husband allegedly killed all 5 weeks ago and recently moved their bodies to Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
There were dueling campaign rallies last night. President Trump out west in New Mexico. Democrat Elizabeth Warren in New York City.
We will campaign for every vote, and we will win the great state of New Mexico in 2020.
President Trump in Rio Rancho, New Mexico for another Keep America Great Again rally. He tells the patriotic crowd holding MAGA 2020 signs,
we're winning again, we're winning again, and we're winning big. We're winning big. Crucially for your state, we have ended the last administration's war on American energy.
Meanwhile, in New York City in Washington Square Park, Elizabeth Warren also holding a rally, the Massachusetts progressive senator railing against government corruption.
We will end the corruption of our campaign finance system. Overturn Citizens United. Democracy is not...
And that report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And one of Saturday Night Live's new hires is now one of its new fires. NSL announcing it's fired Shane Gillis just days after videos of the comedian making bigoted comments surfaced. A spokesman representing Lorne Michaels said they were not aware of Gillis's prior remarks, calling his language offensive, hurtful, and unacceptable. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.